Hello.
Hey Joe. Hello.
Yes.
Okay, Joe, Mike here with Huff and Mazer. How you doing?
Hey, I'm sorry. It came across as Fujitsu on the caller ID.
Oh well, this is Six Top America. I'm not too sure why it says Fujitsu, but this is Huff and Mazer. I call you from the same number every time.
Is this Mike?
Yeah, this is Mike. Mike
Hey
Smith.
man, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh,
Let
well,
me put
not you.
you on speaker. Can you hear me?
I can hear you better now. Okay.
Okay, sorry. I'm driving. I'm in LA right now, so I've been
Nice.
traveling, and I know I keep putting our stuff off, dude. I'm super stuck. If you were if we were dating, I would have left me by now, man. I'm sorry.
No, man, you're good.
So,
I mean,
but
are you out for vacation or are you out for work right now?
dude, I'm never on vacation. I'm working. I've actually got a customer in the car with me right now.
I see, okay. So, not a good time, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. So I'm in LA until 8, and then I fly out of Los Angeles, and I'll land in Seattle at like 9:45, and then I'll land in Portland tonight at 11:30. Then I'll be in Portland in Hickmanville, Oregon tomorrow, and then I'll come home for a day, and then I'll fly back out and I'll go to Texas, and then I'll be in Texas for a day, and then I fly to Wyoming, then I come back home for 2 days, and I think that's on the 7th or 8th.
Wow, okay. Well, I'm only hoping that you're making equal progress as well.
Look at it this way, dude. I'm trying to make money so I can so I can buy the program.
Okay. Oh, well, I mean, that sounds like a plan, so.
Unless you guys are willing to start with like $2,000 down or something, you know what I mean? I gotta make money and buy that first half of the program.
I realize that. So, I mean, I think you realize that, whatever we have discussed so far and what we're trying to accomplish is something that's custom built, right? And $2,000
Well,
wouldn't pay
the
for.
proposal you sent me looks good, right? The proposal you sent me is everything we said. It was all the outline. I liked it. I did read over it. I'm wrapped up with work and travel still, you know. And then obviously making the financial commitment. I've got to have more revenue stream if we're gonna, you know, divest from this far into something, some new technology, you know. Move a lot of money over to this program that we don't even know, you know, how it's gonna work yet. It's just, you know, I've got to get more income happening first. But I shouldn't keep blowing you off, and I'm sorry I keep doing that. I truly do appreciate your persistence in following up.
Well, I'm just trying to make sure I don't lose ground with you, so I'm just doing my part here.
No, dude, I'm past a warm lead, man. I'm interested. I'm telling you right now, I want to do the program and move forward with it. It's just, I'm literally so busy. But you guys are gonna get my business. I just, so don't, you know, don't worry about having to touch base with me every, you know, couple days. I promise I'll reach out to you whenever it's time to move forward.
Now, well, I appreciate that, and I didn't realize if you mentioned a couple of things together. So you said you're busy, and then there's something about the finances as well. Were you kidding about the finances, or is there really a crunch
Yeah,
that's
I was
coming
just kind of joking. I was just kind of joking about that, man. But I was just using that as another excuse as to why I'm so busy and I'm turning calls.
up? Okay. So, John, what do you suggest? I don't want to be bothering you. I realize you're busy in the middle of the day. I just don't want to be bothering, right? So, what do you suggest me how we go from here? Because I like to,
Let
I sent you an email this morning,
me. Yeah, let. Feel free to shoot me emails whenever you want, buddy, honestly. But when the time's right, once I'm settled in and things have chilled out with us and the company and my travel and all these new contracts we're getting, once this stuff and, like, the dust settles from all the movements we're making now, I'll reach back out to you. Like I said, give me a couple weeks, man, all right? you can email me in between. You know, you don't have to ex-girlfriend me. You know, you don't have to call me from different numbers. I'm not trying to avoid you on purpose. I'm just, you know, I'm just busy, man. I'm sorry.
Well, you're good. So, keeping it to the emails, like you mentioned, you know, this document that I sent to you that you mentioned you've already gone through it. Shall I? Is there changes or is there additions to it that we need to make, or shall I walk you towards the next step and you know I keep the ball rolling?
Well, first of all, I've got the client in the car with me, so I don't want to discuss, you know, really anymore beyond where we are right now. So just, you know, respect that. But I'm telling you, the next step will be I'm going to reach out to you guys once the dust settles, okay?
Okay, that sounds like a plan, my friend. I'll let you go for now. You drive safe, all right?
All right, thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.